Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished today lower in corn, lower in beans, and higher in wheat. Corn closed 2.25 cents lower in the December contract, down 2.25 cents. It was a pretty slow-moving day for corn futures. Nothing real exciting going on. One bit of information out of China, though, involving the corn. They're predicted to cut their price they pay for corn by 10%. They were and have been buying corn locally or domestically above market prices, and they're doing that as an attempt to increase the rural economy in China, but they're going to quit that. They feel like they're paying too much over the world market price, so that could change things. Now, they're also having a hard time selling the reserves that they have. It's the thought that they have about 150 million tons of corn in their reserves. Now, they have a lot. They don't need more, and they surely don't need to pay more for more corn. So that could involve lower prices here in corn futures, as China is one of the biggest players in the world export market. Soybeans were down about 15 to 16 cents. That put November at 868.5, closed 2 cents off of its lows and almost 18 cents off of their highs. So a negative day for the beans.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Hedge funds, as always, had an impact today on the grain futures. It was estimated that funds sold about 8,000 to 10,000 contracts of soybeans. They bought a bunch of wheat, 4,000 or 5,000 contracts of wheat. We have a commitment of traders, which will give us their latest numbers here this afternoon. We also have a cattle on-feed report this afternoon. It's anticipated that the on-feed number as of September 1st is 103.4%. The number of head is 10.049 million compared to last year, so 3.4% bigger than last year. The placed in August is 100.2% or 1.728 million head, and then the marketed estimated number is 94.6%, 1.6 million head. That report will be thought to be negative. Of course, we'll see what it does when that comes out. Also this week, of course, the cattle market took a pretty hard tumble. Cash trade for the week was down $4 at $136. That was in Kansas. Still at a very wide spread between the September futures and the feeder cattle index. It's about an $8.50 spread at this point. The index is 201.02, and then the feeder cattle in September about 193.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, October live cattle down 85 at 136 even, December down 95 at 138.37, October feeder cattle down 197 at 185.82, November down 255 at 178.25, October lean hogs up 47 at 71.05, and December down 20 at 64.15. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat up 3 at 482 and a quarter, March up 3 at 496 and a half, December Chicago wheat up 5 and a quarter at 486 and three quarters, December corn down 2.5 at 377 and a quarter, with March down 2.5 at 388 and a half, November soybeans down 17 and a quarter at 867 and a quarter, with January down 17 and a quarter at 871 and a half. October cotton down 198 at 59.85. December down 185 at 60.55. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.